You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
This morning, you woke up in time to wake up your kids, jump into clothes, run into the kitchen, microwave some Pop-Tarts. Then you drove the kids to school, and then some days you just decide, I'm just going to go through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, or other days, breakfast is just a cereal bar, and as for you, a cup of coffee is it. Well, to let us know why these erratic eating patterns are a problem and why we need to change them is Connie Evers. She's a practicing registered dietitian with the Nutrition for Kids website that she's founded. Connie, help. This is so common for so many moms. What's the issue with this breakfast pattern?
Right. And you know what is happening is you're trying to save time, but really you're not, because your kids are starting the day already on a low energy level, and they're going to have reduced performance. If it's the summertime, whatever camp they're going to, whatever swimming lesson or soccer or whatever they're doing, they're going to have reduced performance. And it even plays into weight regulation. So I work with a lot of families where there's very little breakfast, lunch is hit or miss, and then by the time 4 o'clock hits, it's that 4 o'clock hour, kids just start grabbing for whatever, and it's usually not healthy. And they will overeat in that 4 to 9 p.m. period of time. They're just so hungry, and they're trying to catch up with their energy level, and it really doesn't work that way. So parents need to turn that around.
Yeah, well, I think the parents need to turn around for themselves as well. We keep focusing on kids, and, of course, that is our heartbeat. But parents are the ones who are sort of driving this erratic eating behavior, and they are victims of it as well. So I think we all very well know what those lulls feel like, those brain sort of like fogs that just like, and it's because you haven't eaten, started your day properly. So what is the best, what is a good breakfast pattern that we can all do within the time frames that we're subjected to?
Exactly. So if it means get up 10 minutes earlier to have some kind of, if it means, you know, preparing things the night before, there's overnight oatmeal that you can take in a mason jar, there's all kinds of clever recipes that you can do. But I'm always, you know, it's just three things, because usually people can remember three things. So it's like a quality protein, a whole grain or a quality carb, and a fruit or vegetable. And, you know, that sounds like a lot of food, but it can be as simple as a mini bagel spread with peanut butter and a handful of grapes, and you've got all those three. So depending on your time, I mean, you can have already peeled boiled eggs. You can even buy them that way. You can have, you know, beans or legumes or edamame or nuts and seeds. There's just a big variety of natural whole foods that are really actually very portable. But that kind of a breakfast, the protein is going to help hold you. You need the carbohydrates from the fruit and vegetable and grains because your brain runs on glucose. But you need the protein, you know, for holding power, building repair. And we're learning so much about protein. Protein helps to regulate weight. It keeps us more satiated or satisfied, can regulate our brain function as well as our weight.
So, okay.
If parents did that, it would be great.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a lot of it comes from just making the decision to do it, right? And then a little bit of planning will go a long way. So breakfast is definitely an erratic pattern that a lot of families have to fix. Is there another erratic behavior eating pattern that we should be paying attention to and trying to change?
Yeah, the next one would be snacks. So I always talk to families about snacks that matter. Your child may need 1 to 2 snacks in the day, depending on when they get up in the morning. They may need a mid-morning small snack. They'll definitely need an afternoon snack. Almost all of us would benefit from an afternoon snack, because noon to, say, 6 p.m. is just too long to go without food. But again, the snack, with my own children growing up, they knew there was a 2-food group rule. And I usually tried to make sure there was a protein component and then a fruit or vegetable. Because we eat so many grains in our society, I mean, kids come in my office and it's just grain, grain, grain. It's goldfish and it's pretzels and it's, you know, all these grain-based snacks, usually refined. So So I say your challenge is to build your snack around a fruit or a vegetable and a protein source. So it could be hummus and vegetable strips. It could be, you know, fruit and Greek yogurt. I mean, there's endless combinations that you could do. But I call those snacks that matter. And, you know, especially when kids start doing the sugary beverages and a carb-based snack, they're just still going to be hungry, unsatisfied. They're dumping a lot of, you know, empty calories in, and they also get cranky.
Well, this also applies. I'm sorry, I was just going to jump in and say I want to just have all the listeners focusing in on the fact that we are talking about kids, but it applies to all of us on every day of our life. That between 12 and 6, as adults, we are also running on empty, and a cup of coffee in the mid afternoon is not necessarily the best way to deal with that. So
absolutely. I usually have my sunflower seeds on standby if I've forgotten a snack and a piece of fruit, and at the very minimum, you know, just having some kind of a backup plan that way.
Yep. Well, then we've got one more,
the biggie, family meal.
Sorry.
So, you know, parents prioritize all kinds of wonderful things for their kids, from foreign language to soccer to violin. And I always tell them, you know, the most important thing you can give your child in terms of development and success is a family meal. When you plan a meal where everybody's sitting around eating the same thing, that's when kids are learning about a healthy pattern of eating. They're seeing adults eat healthy foods. It's the role modeling. It's also other benefits beyond nutrition, such as family bonding, academic success. So small children have better verbal skills, and older kids have better academic success. There's even less high-risk behavior if you're still bringing your older kids and teenagers to the family table. So involving the kids, helping them, you know, having them help you in the kitchen, plan the menu, go to the store, those are also life skills. And we just know there's a huge body of research that points to better nutrition with kids who still eat family meals. And they tend to get more nutrients throughout the day when they have that basis in a family meal. And again, I see way too many families running, you know, and skipping and grabbing go.
You're so right. If I had an applause button, I'd be hitting it right now consecutively. Because your statement about us prioritizing sports activities and classes and all sorts of things above family meals, to me, is a huge issue. I speak about this time and time again. A lot of people say, oh, you have small kids, so you don't know it yet. But I think it's a want versus can, and it's something I want for my family, to always have a family meal, so it will be a priority. And like you mentioned, the benefits are amazing, and they are for small kids, little kids, and big kids alike. So why not make that a priority? And if you are challenged by that, start with 2 times a week and see how much you can grow. 2 times a week you do family meals, and slowly but surely try to implement it so you can have it just about every day of the week. And I know you guys will find a lot of inspiration, and I know you can do it. And for that, I want to send everybody to Connie's website, and that is www.nutritionforkids.com. It's a great resource for information as well as education in nutrition. It's just what it is, nutrition for kids, so a way to teach our kids nutrition, and where you can also find her books that are available for you at her website. So, Connie, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for inspiring us and teaching us information for our everyday lives. Also want to remind everybody they can go to our website, and that's kidcritics.org, spelled with 2 K's, for healthy solutions to feeding your families, as well as lots of recipes. Remember, also on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook and Twitter as well. Thank you for being with us. Remember, you can find our podcast on RadioMD.com. You may find an episode you missed and you want to listen to again. So log in and take a look. In the meantime, always eat well and stay well.